And welcome to
Broadcast, the Koyang TV Podcast.
And alam mo, Brother Pao, excited na excited ako ngayon
para sa ating mga special guest natin ngayon kasi ito ay mga teachers, alumni ano natin yan? Na
Don Bosco.
Ayan, sila yung mga Jack and Jill of all trades, yes. Sabi natin, no? Let's welcome Mark Joshua Bautista and
Ma'am Lani Puri.
Alright! Let's support! Buhat bangko!
Yes!
Itaas ang bangko!
All right. Bago po ang lahat, nais ko po muna magpasalamat kay Brother Paolo at kay Brother Dandru for inviting me to host this podcast po. Yan. Mag-introduce po muna ako. Ako po si Mark Joshua Bautista. Currently, I'm a student of De La Salle University. Wow. I'm taking of Business Management and alumni po ako ng Batch 2021. Yan.
Okay, hello po and magandang gabi sa ating lahat. Magandang gabi sa lahat ng mga live audience natin ngayon.
Yes. But parang feeling ko nasa ano tayo, no, yung magandang buhay. Oh, sorry na si Ma, parang feeling ko nandun tayo sa talk show.
Sorry, nahulog tong answer. So ayan, no, sobrang dami nating live audience kahit gabing-gabi na. So maraming salamat sa lahat ng sumusuporta at sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa live. We also like to congratulate, ayan, no, so ang ating mga kabrads dahil season 2 na, palakpakan naman natin. Grabe.
Thank you.
Season 2. I just like to take the opportunity first and foremost to acknowledge and thank them because we will not be here if not because of their efforts, diba? And dun sa initiative nila to do this. So congratulations. And yun nga po, I am Miss Lani and currently I am a Salesian educator at Don Bosco Tarlac. I've been here I think since 2018 and I'm happy to stay and be here for a very long time. Siyempre kung gusto pa ng school, pag ayaw na, wala na tayong magagawa. And I am also currently the subject area head for language and research area. Aside from that, I do part-time hosting sometimes and endorsements po, no? So sa mga nangangailangan. Sometimes yun po kasi when I was like 18 years old, I did part-time jobs on a local network in Tarlac. So that's the time na I was discovered to do that. Aside from that po, I'm on a sideline also, parang side hustle na tinatawag natin ngayon, I also write for a bookstore as a module developer and also another side hustle, siguro pang limang part-time job ko, no? I proofread po yung mga ilang graduate theses, no? Kasi kailangan natin talaga ng extra source of living. Aside from that, I own American Bullies, no? Meron kami, marami kaming dogs. We have a kennel and that is also one thing na keeps us alive on a daily basis, iba kasi yung meron ka rin ibang ginagawa, di ba? So far, yan po yung mga naiisip ko. Pwera din sa pagiging tambay sa Netflix tulad nating lahat. So far, that's how I would want to introduce
you. I know you also have a business, di ba?
Ay, sorry, yes. Actually, hindi naman po sobrang laki or sobrang anong business yon. Pero that's also another sideline. We have launched Spotify PH. We are providing grooming products for our dear pets, no? Pwede sa aso, pwede sa pusa, basta anything with fur.
Pwede sa akin.
Pwede po.
Pwede, brad.
Kung gusto mong mga may bubble gum, pwede po. Kung may bubble gum scent, so Spotify PH.
So yun.
Okay.
So that's ano mag-uusapan natin for today? So, actually, it's very interesting, no? Yung topic natin ngayon. It's ang title nila is A Jill of All Trades. Pero yung ano na to, it's for the women version. Kasi sa lalaki, it's the jack of all trades. No? Kaya nga sinabi natin, we have the Jack and Jills ngayon. Si Mark and si...
Parang chichirya lang yan.
Yan na naman, pagkain na naman po tayo.
Pagka talaga pagkain, medyo nagiging interesting. Eh, no? So yan, siguro let's begin with this. October is the Teacher's Month. No? How is your journey to this path? Was it really your plan na maging teacher ever since? Tapos, kamusta ngayon yung pagiging teacher nyo sa online setup?
Okay, so before that, na-mention po ni Brother Pao kanina, no, na yung Jill of All Trades, no, that's actually a good way of empowering women na most of the time, hindi gender inclusive kasi yung mga maxims na meron tayo and the language that we have. And it's something unique when I saw the title, sabi ko, wow, nakakatuwa na A Jill of All Trades, acknowledging that not only men could do a lot. And actually, that's the major... belief that I have had since I have been aware na I could do a lot. Sabi ko, hindi lang lalaki ang maraming pwedeng gawin. And also, of course, we would want to say this to all young women out there na hindi lang naman gender-specific ang pagkakaroon ng maraming, well, kakayahan. Yeah. And speaking of being a teacher po, ayun, no, speaking of another thing that we could do, it's not my dream, no, to become a teacher. I did not expect to be in this vocation. When I was younger, I really wanted to become a journalist. Na sabi ko, I would want to become a news anchor someday, maybe TV Patrol or anything relevant to being on TV. So, kaya ako nag-AB Communication. No? Kasi bata pa lang, recognized na ako na madaldal, maraming parang maingay na bata. No? So, dun yung line of ano ko, thoughts ko. Sabi ko, I want to become a journalist. And then, I tried writing when I was 8 years old. I joined, around 10, ngang grade 4, grade 3 yun. So, I really wanted to become a journalist. Period. Yun talaga yun. But then, life happened. Sabi nga nila, no, you have to tell God your plans. And, you know, parang tatawanan ng kanya na, ay, hindi yan ang plano ko para sa'yo. So, it was 2015 when I figured na parang dun, dapat ako dun sa trabaho na involving, you're serving other people on a daily basis. And what is that? That is teaching. And since student leader po ako, gusto ko talaga yung may kaharap ka na tao most of the time. I cannot work in an office, no? Hindi po ko pwede sa nakaupo. Walls lang, computer lang, I can't do that. I think I cannot live on that kind of life. So sabi ko, I need people around me, no? I want to serve other people. Kaya sabi ko, ay, mukhang pwede ako mag-teacher. Since yung mga friends ko, halos teachers, no? So yung mga nasa paligid ko, mag-teacher ka na, parang pwede kang mag-teacher, ganito, ganyan, teacher. O, sige, mag-teacher.
So, napilitan.
Napilitan. So I tried. Sabi ko, sige, try natin, mag-apply ako pag na-hire ako dito. Baka ito na yun. So I tried, na-hire ako, aba, ito na yun. Tapos, that's it. That happened, no? Na life happened talaga. Sometimes, hindi mo pinaplano, pero kung ano talaga yung will ni God for you, you just have to surrender and, you know, you watch what kind of miracle could happen. So speaking of miracle, eto na tayo, teacher na tayo. I didn't know that we could survive the pandemic teaching online. No? Everyone did not know how to do anything online. Parang kahit ako, kahit na marunong ka mag-computer and all that, what is Google Meet? What is Zoom? What is Google Slides? No? Para saan ba itong mga to? Paano mo ito gagawin? But then, again, I'd like to go back to my belief. You just let God's will happen. No? Sabi ng school, sabi ng DepEd, sabi, we have to continue life. No? Hindi titigil ang buhay dahil nagka-pandemic. No? Kailangan magpatuloy. Because again, I believe in a specific quote from Stephen Hawking that intelligence is the ability to adapt to changes. So, being teachers, we are intelligent first and foremost. So, anumang change ang dumating sa atin, that's my experience being a teacher, you would know that you are intelligent if you are able to adapt to changes. It's why I could conclude that our teachers, all teachers, happy teachers month ng October, that we are intelligent beings and saludo po ako sa intelligence, you know, na meron.
Ngayon napapatunayan ko na talagang madaldal si Mama.
Yes.
Sorry.
Na parang ilang
so, yun na po for this episode, okay?
Walang break, no? Yung straight na yun, as in parang...
sorry.
Pero I really attest to that, no? Parang pwede talaga maging journalist si Ma'am, no? Yeah. Talagang very fluent, very... yung flow ng thoughts niya is very okay, no? So, yun. Pero I think that accident, yung sabi mo, pagiging teacher, is a beautiful accident. Yeah, tinatawag natin yun, minsan it's a godsidence.
yung godsidence. Like
na sometimes, things happen parang taliwas sa plano natin, no? Ikaw ba, Brother Dandru, plano mo ba talaga maging teacher?
Hindi nga eh. Pero, Ma'am, yung di ka nakita yung sa pagiging Jill of all trades ni Ma'am, oh, journalist, teacher, and then nasa tuturo pa sa Don Bosco. Naalala ko, Ma'am, naisip ko niya, parang kung lalaki lang si Ma'am Lani, pwede siya maging Salesiano.
Oo.
Kasi si Don Bosco, he's a writer, di ba?
Oo.
Writer si Don Bosco, yung, actually.
Siya yung patron ng mga journalists. Si John Bosco.
Parang Saint gusto John ko na po magpari talaga. Yan then, ay yung susunod ko sa joke. And actually, ilang beses na akong well, nasabihan na, why not join something? Yun, no? Gusto ko lang greet Sister Lani. Na-meet ko siya sa Cebu and I still don't know where she is right now.
But, Sister Lani.
Yeah, I just...
Sister Lani?
Yeah, FMA siya. Diba? Ayun! So, Sister Lani. Yan, naalala ko lang siya bigla.
Sabi nga naman, di ba, gusto niyo man maging journalist?
Yes.
Kasi naalala, syempre po, student council advisor ko kayo noong school year 2019-2020. Alam ko po nag-work pa kayo sa ABS-CBN po dahil po.
Yes.
Ano po yung work niyo, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Although I was an intern back then. So kasi I think fourth year 'yon. And hindi namin alam talaga if we are going to be accepted in ABS that time. Kasi 'di ba ang competition stiff talaga eh kapag magmamanila ka for OJT. Sobrang taas lang talaga ng pangarap naming magkakaibigan. And we really tried, no, with the help of one of our professors. Sabi namin, bakit di natin try mag ABS OJT? So parang kami naman, punta lang tayo doon mga taga-probinsya. We didn't even know how to ride a bus, san ka bababa, anong sasakyan mong bus. So literal na parang ano. And then so we tried that, no? We tried na sana mapasok kami, and again God's will, we entered and we were interns. That back then digital services ng ABS ay parang hinuhubog pa lang, 2015, no, yung Magic Star Magic Digital, parang ganun, hinuhubog pa lang yon. And nandun kami, no, luckily na experience namin yung nung nagsisimula pa lang yon, nandun kami to help them. And that's it, no? Although I did not try to venture out into that. Kasi sometimes, di ba, gusto kong gamitin yung analogy na, di ba pag may crush ka, tas crush ka na rin ng crush mo, sometimes hindi mo na siya crush. So I think that happened with me on my
grabe,
dream.
Grabe talaga.
Sa ano, sa ABS. Kasi parang gustong-gusto ko doon. But then when I got a taste of it, sabi ko, I think I'm not meant for this. Kasi na-mention ko nga kanina, di ba, parang yung corporate world is not for me. Kasi... I think I'm only serving what I want and my ambition, but I'm not really serving other people through what I do. Yeah. So I looked for something na on a daily basis I get to serve other people. Kasi nakita ko sa question ni Brad doon sa ano last time, sabi parang what is unique about you? I think I always see myself, or parang nakikita ko yung identity ko and nafufulfill ko yung sarili ko when I get to serve other people, mm-hmm. No? Yun siya talaga. Parang hindi ako mabubuhay nang hindi ko na ibibigay yung oras ko para sa iba. Kahit sa isang araw lang, kunwari, no, yung simple service lang na, uy ma'am, ganito, or ano po bang kailangan nyo. Yun, parang doon ko nakikita talaga yung sarili ko if there's one thing na something about me. Siguro dahil nag-start sa family. I'm also a breadwinner. I'm the breadwinner of the family, no. I serve my parents at the for their convenience, kasi I also believe in the thought na when you honor your parents you will be blessed talaga, no? Kapag ang mga magulang mo ay naalagaan mo, minamahal mo, binibigay mo kung ano yung mga pangangailangan nila, well, God will be taking care of you. Yun. So that's
Brad Andrew, magsama kasi si Brad Andrew is a jack of all trades din, no, marunong yan sa football, basketball. Kumakanta din yan. Sample
nga, bro.
Gitarista pa.
Instrumentalist. Pahawakan mo yan ng kahit anong instruments, no? Kaya niyan. Saxophone yan sa likod. Papiano, drums, name it, no? Pag instruments, bigay mo lang kay Brother Dandro ng one day, kinabukasan, matutugtog na niya. No? Kahit na very unique yung instrument na yan. So, Brother Dandro, how is it becoming like that? And paano nagiging beneficial sa'yo yun?
Siguro nagiging beneficial sa akin because... ang daming kong pwedeng i-record, padami kong pwedeng pwedeng ibigay and to learn, no? Kasi yun yung natandaan ko sa ano eh, sa formation nga natin as Salesians, no? Absorb everything as if you could already absorb na magaling ka sa music, magaling ka sa studies, magaling sa sports, lalo na magaling ka yung physical appearance mo, pero ngayon lang kasi maraming foods ang Don Bosco Tarlac.
Kaya lumulubo. Kahit ako, I can attest to that. Nung nandito ako sa Tarlac, talagang lumubo din ako. Hindi ko din napigilan yun. Merong question dito. I think it's addressed to Ma'am, kay Ma'am Lani. Sabi, any tips to people who wants to pursue many things in life? Short muna, ma'am, kasi more or less pag-usapan pa natin.
Oo nga, sorry. Short lang, no? Always say yes to any opportunity that you think will make you grow and have an experience to whatever you would want to pursue. Always say yes.
Diba nga sabi nila, it's parang when you say no sa isang opportunity, you lost by default. Eh.
Yes, so, true.
Anyway, so sana nasagot namin yung tanong mo, Sir Paul Lopez.
Ay, kay Sir Paul mo na yan.
Hindi naman natin pag-usapan mamaya.
Sorry, sorry.
Hindi naman natin pag-usapan mamaya. Joke lang. Let's proceed with our discussion. Mark, may tatanong ka.
Talong ko lang kay ma'am, syempre I'm an aspiring businessman din, no? Syempre ma'am, di mawawala sa isang pagiging negosyante na may challenge, ganyan, may mga conflict sa business, lalo na po kung may partner ka, ganyan. How did you handle po lahat ng mga challenges na yun? How did you face them, ganyan po?
siguro ano, ideally speaking, number one is yung lakas talaga ng loob. Most of the time, kahit naman hindi sa negosyo, kahit naman saan na pwede mong itry, yung lakas ng loob, no? Diyan talaga nagsisimula lahat yun. Eh. Minsan kasi, hindi naman malakas yung benta. Minsan, hindi naman kapapansinin ng mga customers, no? Pero pag malakas yung loob mo, talagang you're going to insist to sell your products, eh. Talagang hindi ka matitigil hanggat hindi mo naabot yung goal mo. For example, today, kailangan ko makabenta talaga. So, pag di ka nakabenta today, hindi ka titigil through your lakas ng loob. And then, realistically speaking, is talaga puhunan. You really need backup. Kasi kung wala ka nun, well, ganun talaga eh. Kailangan mong maglabas ng pera at kailangan may pera kang pang sustain sa negosyo mo. Because again, I'd like to repeat, it's not always na malakas talaga ang benta. So you have to sustain that. One, through your lakas ng loob, ideally speaking, and realistically and practically speaking, you really need monetary backup.
And I think that's a risk, no? Very big risk yung ginawa niyo, ma'am, na you started your business during the pandemic.
Yes.
It's really a big risk kasi daming mga businesses na nagsasara, nababankrupt, nag-stop because of the pandemic. And then,
si ma'am, here comes from Lani
starting a new one.
Follow-up question, ma'am. Dumating na po ba sa point na inisip niyo na mahina yung benta, stop ko na ba to, ganyan? If dumating na po yung point, ano po yung reason why did you continue po your business?
Actually, I have been thinking about that lately, no? Kasi lately, yun nga, agile of all trades, pwede kasing negative din na maranasan mo lahat ng bagay, no? When I say negative, kahit na ganun ka na maraming ginagawa at sa tingin ng mga tao, you're successful. At the end of the day, tao ko pa rin. You get to experience anxiety, stress, and all that. So, I have experienced that lately. Sabi ko, parang walang nangyari. Parang I want more, I want bigger, ganito, ganyan. And then, sabi ko, bakit parang humihina? Tapos, na-realize ko, ako kasi yung humihina, no? Nung nawalan na ako nung sinabi kong lakas ng loob, talagang sabi ko, ano, medyo humihina. And then, nung you have to get yourself back up talaga. And, syempre, at again, ideally, realistically speaking, you need to choose a product na sobra alam mo na gumalaw ka man o hindi, magbebenta siya. And, sa awan ng Diyos, we have chosen that product. Kasi diba, Interlock, it's not easy to find yung Madre de Cacao na shampoo, tas affordable pa. Kaya sabi ko, ay, naku, thank you Lord that ito talaga yon. Kasi kahit hindi ko siya sobrang paghirapan, nandyan pa rin, no? Meron pa rin at meron talaga na ng mga tumatangkilik talaga.
Lalo na overpriced dito sa Tarlac. Ngayon
din, natutunan ko kasi I took a short course in UPOU about enterprise planning. Sabi doon, kapag magne-negosyo ka, dapat makahanap ka ng isang solusyon sa problema ng community or else hindi masusustain yung negosyo mo. If hindi siya solusyon sa problema ng komunidad, lilipas yung negosyo niyan, sabi doon. So, kaya naisip ko, ano ba yung gusto kong i-solve? Number one is yung need ng mga pet owners eh. Kailangan nila ng affordable option kasi sabi mo nga, di ba parang ang mahal ng mga ganong products. So, sabi ko, it will solve my problem in the first place. So, it will also solve other people's problems. Yun yung natutunan ko. So, being kaya di ba ang galing ng mga innovators, no? Yung mga inventors, yan sila Mark Zuckerberg, ang gagaling nilang nakapag-isip ng ganong ideas kasi they found something that will solve problems in the community. Kaya na-sustain. Kaya ang ganda ng negosyo.
Sino inspiration niyo, ma'am, or what's your inspiration doing that?
Aside from kailangan ko ng pera bilang mabigat na inspirasyon, feeling ko yun talaga yun. Kasi kapag talaga you need to sustain your life, especially the life of your family and your parents.
Lalo lang yung pandemic.
Yun talaga, lalo na yung pandemic, yun talaga yung naging drive natin. Yun nga eh, dapat gamitin natin yung we should not look at the problem as a problem but an opportunity and a concern, no? Na ay ito mag-grow tayo dito, ito pwede tayong may gawin dito, ayan. Yeah. So yun yung naisip.
And I think yung pagiging Jill of all trades ni ma'am, nadala niya yun eh, from teaching to business eh. Kasi if you are going to look at their social media platform, yung page nila ng Spotify, ako I'm into digital arts, saludo ako dun sa mga post ninyo, okay yung mga graphics.
Yung ako rin po lahat yun.
Nadala yung pagiging Jill of all trades nga in all aspects of life. Kaya it's quite ano rin, important na meron kang at least little
yes.
background or little skill in most of the things, no? Yes. Like si Brother Dandro, nung nag-pandemic, nag-quarantine siya.
Really?
What did you do during your quarantine, Brad?
So, nung nag-quarantine ako, nag-take ako ng mga test the courses.
Yun, ang galing.
How many courses na tapos mo?
Actually, dalawang major, yung electrical installation management, EIM, tsaka si computer service system. So yung kulang-kulang lang may mga certificate completion na tapos isa tapos assessment na lang. At saka marami
barista,
organic agriculture.
And then kasi kung libre, yun nga yung sasabi niya, 'di ba? Edi kung andun na yung opportunity, and then take that, no. 14 days, no. Gitapos ko lang yung courses na yun in 4 days. True. And then take that opportunity. Kung okay sa iyo, bibigay sa iyo ng Don Bosco. Yes, grab it the time, no. Parang kahit mahirap yan, i-grab na natin yung ano opportunity.
Yeah, and I think that's very ano no productive sa time ni Brother Brother 14 days. Nung nag-quarantine yata ako, nanood lang yata akong K-drama.
Okay lang yan! Rest is also a productive activity. Yeah, kasi
and I think ano yung ginawa ni Brother Andrew, more than just being productive, it's feeding in himself, his mind, with good thoughts, with good inputs, rather than being anxious no, na baka may COVID ako.
True.
Kasi na-expose ako. Ganyan. So, I think that's quite a good thing to do kapag ka nagko-quarantine tayo. No?
True. Good tip yun, no? Kasi di ba, halos lahat naman na is nakaka-experience na ma-isolate, ma-quarantine. So at least, we have talked about a solution. Again, what to do about it.
Sa atin sa seminaryo, Brother Dandrew, sabi mo nga kanina, we were taught to be sponges. No? Yung we absorb as many skills as possible kasi Don Bosco was like that. Don Bosco was a shoemaker. Don Bosco was a writer, journalist, printer, publisher. Don Bosco was a sportsman. Don Bosco was ganito, ganyan. Kung meron mga example ng isang jack of all trades, Don Bosco yun.
Yeah.
And I think yun yung tinuturo sa atin sa seminaryo. And of course, sa mga seminarians natin, no, let's try to do that. Hindi mo kailangang i-pressure yung sarili mo na kailangan mong matapos na hindi. Pero you just make yourself a sponge. Mm. Sabi nga natin, absorb, no? As many as you can. Alright, sige.
So yung next question namin, ma'am.
Medyo crucial to, kaya ayokong itanong.
Ako na lang daw magtatanong.
Makaka-relate kasi siya dito.
Para safe daw sila, brother. Yan. So ma'am, yung question po, aside from being a daughter, friend, or a teacher and a sister, you're also in a relationship po. And how did you sustain LDR po?
Yeah. Ah, okay. Maintaining LDR. So,
and how was it po?
Sobrang hirap actually, lalo na pandemic. No? Dati kasi kapag, when you're in an LDR, which I think may experience mo na sa mundo. Kapag when you're in an LDR, you really have to establish routines. No? Dapat ma-establish nyo na may mga pagkikita pa rin. Pero dahil nagka-pandemic, sobrang hirap mag-travel, sobrang hirap magkita. And yung virtual sometimes is not enough. I think, number one talaga na key is communication. Kahit sabihin pa nila, no, way, masyado namang ano yan, parang ideal yan. Communication lang ba talaga? At the end of the day, it's true. No? Kung di kayo nag-uusap, paano kayo magtatagal? Or paano ba masusustain yung relationship? Parang sa bahay, no? Kaya bang mabuhay talaga sa isang araw nang di ka man nakipag-usap sa mga kasama mo sa bahay? Impossible yun. What more in an LDR? So number one, communication.
Parang, ano na rin eh, assurance na rin.
Yes, na you're thinking of the person kasi kinakausap mo siya. Kung di mo siya tinext, hindi mo siya chinat, it means na hindi mo man lang siya naisip that day. So that is also an indicator that, you know, you will survive that kind of relationship. Second, I think, pero hindi pala siya second, pero naisip ko lang siya secondly, pero I think it's the most important is prayer. You have to pray for your partner wherever he is and whatever he is doing. Iniisip ka man niya or hindi, nakikita mo man siya nakakausap, you have to pray for him. Kasi dahil malayo kayo, that's the only language or that's the only communication you could do. Now, sometimes we talk in prayer also. So, he's praying for me, I'm praying for him, and I know that we are doing that because sometimes mapifeel mo rin yon. No? So, sa mga kabataan na iniisip, ma'am, di namin kaya, tsaka baka ganito, ganyan. Prayer talaga, promise. No? Yan ang napatunayan ko sa life namin. Kasi we've been in LDR for like almost six years.
Wow.
Kasi 4 years siya sa academy, tapos magto 2 years na siya sa Bicol. So, almost six years, no? So, prayer talaga. Kasi minsan di naman talaga kami nagte-text or chat kasi, well, sa line of service ng work niya. And then, aside from that, is yung patience, no? Sobrang hirap, pero sabi nga ng matatanda, kung wala ka talagang patience sa isang relasyon, huwag ka na makipagrelasyon kasi kailangan mo yon. And then, another thing is forgiveness. Most of the time, tao yan eh. Hindi naman robot yung partner mo. Tao yan, no? Tulad mo nagkakamali yan. Tulad mo may mga pagkukulang yan. If i-insist mo palagi na dapat ganito ka, perfect ka, kasi ganito tayo, paano tayo magtatagal? Hindi kayo magtatagal. Kasi first and foremost, forgive mo. Magkakamali yan, tanggapin mo. May pagkukulang yan, tanggapin mo. Yun yung laging sinasabi ng parents, di ba? tsaka nung mga mas matanda sa atin, forgiveness, no? Talagang kailangan na nagawin yan. Kung nga pinatawad ka ng Diyos, tapos ikaw di ka marunong magpatawad. Grabe naman yon. Wag naman ganon. So, those are the things na I think very important in a long-distance relationship. Pero above all, ito yung pinaka-practical. Make sure na talagang makiklik kayo ng partner mo. Kung talagang di kayo magkiklik, di kayo magkasundo, sobrang layo ng mga ideals nyo in life, at kahit mahal mo yan, sorry, you have to, you know, hindi talaga.
Kaniwa siya, kanan ka, gano'n.
Diba? Ang hirap nyo araw-araw, bangayan kayo, di kayo parehas ng presidente, charmed, joke lang.
Grabe.
But, example lang yon. Pero, diba, kung di talaga click yung mindset nyo eh, diba, yung mga gano'n, you have to be, sabi nga nung mga, ano din, nung mga wisdom ng mga mas matanda sa atin, when you are in a relationship, para kayong mag-mold into one person. Kailangan magkakaroon din ng union. Kaya nga nagpapakasal, di ba? Kasi tingin mo na meron ng something na unified kayo in mind, in heart, in spirit. So kung hindi kayo aabot sa point na ganun, so why be in a relationship?
I just remembered my philosophical thesis, Drew. No? I don't know if you remember it. Yun yung philosophy ni Martin Buber na ang title is I and Thou. I and you, no? Yun yung title niya. Pero ang sinasabi niya lang doon, basically, ito yung sinasabi niya. In a relationship, you have to be that I, and the other person has to be that thou. You are so distinct from one another, and yet you are so united.
Yes.
Distinct kayo, pero united kayo. Ang sinasabi niya, you don't treat the other as it, as an item, as an object. You treat him or her as a thou. Someone else, no? Pero yun, parang yung sinasabi nyo nga, yung you have to be united, no? And I really appreciate that thesis, kaya yung ginagawa ko siya, yung thesis ko is about I and Thou and the relationship of the millennials, no? Kaya medyo
ganda ng thesis niya. Ganda nun.
Grabe yung thesis ni Brother Pao, kaya talagang siya yung master philosopher na.
Oh, ganda ng ano. Kaya
Marky, kung may experience ka rin ba ng LDR?
Malapit na, di ba?
So, malapit na.
Sa experience ko naman, as of now, wala naman eh. Nag-start kami yung karelasyon ko. Nag-start kami, syempre same province, Tarlac City ganyan. Hindi pa namin na-experience kahit na college na kami. Pero medyo malapit na. Kasi siya Baguio, ako Manila ganyan. Pero para sa akin naman isa ay sa mga nabanggit na ma'am, dalawa pa yung pinaka-importante pagdating sa LDR kasi. Number one is trust. Syempre although na may ginagawa ka eh, di ka palagi na-update ng ka-relationship mo. Dapat tiwala ka lang na wala siyang ginagawang mali, wala siyang ganito, ganyan. Then number two is understanding. Kumbaga, may time na magkukulang nga. Sabi nga ni ma'am, magkukulang siya, magkukulang ako. Dapat, kailangan nyo mag-understand about isa. Understanding is the best key sa relationship. Yeah.
True. May nakalimutan pala ako. Thank you na nabanggit ni Mark yun. Yung parang pag-update, ganon. I think isa rin sa kailangan maisip ng mga kabataan na pumapasok sa relasyon is yung respeto. Kasi minsan, kapag di mo nire-respect yung partner mo, may mga nagagawa ka talaga na sa tingin mo okay for you, pero sa kanila pala hindi. And crossing then, doon nagsistart yung mga maliliit na away, tapos nagsispiral into bigger problems. For example, sabi na nung partner mo, eto yung hindi ko gusto. Pero ikaw, dahil tingin mo, hindi, okay lang yan. Hindi mo nirespeto yung sinabi niya. Doon na nagsisimula. I think na ano din ni Mark yan, kunwari pag sinabi ng girlfriend, huwag ka lumabas, kasama to. Pero ikaw, lumabas ka pa rin. Hindi mo nirespeto yung partner mo that way. So I guess, meron talagang mga individual differences na kailangan isantabi. Kasi nga, you are in a partnership eh. Partnership din naman yun, parang sa negosyo. Kung di mo nire-respeto yung kapartner mo sa negosyo, malaking problema yun. And yun nga relationship, partnership talaga yan. Kailangan, ang daming rules. Kaya nga sabi nila, matatapang lang ang tumatagal sa relasyon kasi sobrang dami. Nga po eh. Pero prayers po talaga.
Actually, nastruck ako doon with that point na yung prayers. Kasi yung prayer, even though we don't feel it directly, we alam natin na may effect siya sa atin. Ako, I remember this, no, yung sa parents ko. Of course, I cannot share something like that. At least sa parents ko. May mga times na during our seminary days, kapag kausap ko yung parents ko, especially nanay ko, sasabihin ko lang, ma, magdasal mo ako ah. Bakit? Sabi niya, nahihirapan ako ngayon. Sasabihin niya lang sa akin, sorry ah. Bakit ka nagsasorry? Siyempre, sasabihin ko sa akin, ba't siya nagsasorry eh? Sabi ko nga, pagdasal mo ako. Sabi niya, kasi recently, hindi talaga kita na pagdadasal kasi maraming ginagawa, maraming iniisip. So, ibig sabihin, in those moments na medyo down ako sa seminary life ko, yun yung mga moments na hindi ako pinagdarasal ng nanay ko. And I think prayers
diba?
Are very important.
Opo. Totoo po yun. Kasi na-share din sa akin ni ni BF yun that time nung nasa academy po siya kasi bawal ang phone. So ang pag-uusap lang namin siguro once a week or minsan nagugulat na lang ako tumatawag siya. And then na-mention din niya same statement. Siguro hindi mo ako pinag-pray kahapon kasi parang ganito ganyan yung situation niya. Or minsan naman sabi niya, "Grabe, may naranasan akong ganito, nanalo ko sa ganyan, pinag-pray mo siguro ako." Ganun siya. So really prayer works lalo na pag LDR.
Prayer works.
may napanood nga ako sa Facebook na true AC God, para pwede mo siya i-compare sa wind. Di mo siya nakikita pero nararamdaman mo. Di mo siya nakikita pero nakakagalaw siya ng mga bagay. Pero sa atin naman, di natin siya nakikita pero binabago niya tayo. Imbis na position, binabago niya yung kalooban natin, ganyan, yung perspective natin sa buhay.
Hindi naman ito ituturo natin sa prayer, di ba, Brother Dandro? Yung dasal, hindi natin ginagawa yung pagdarasal para baguhin yung kagustuhan ni Lord sa atin. We pray to align our will sa will niya sa atin, para sa atin. So to understand His will. So yun. Parang yung prayer more on para sa atin, hindi para sa, yes, sa Diyos.
Right. Yung prayer nga, tol, kasi yan yan eh. Nagkaroon kami ng isang experience, no? Alam mo, meron kaming exam kami sa ano, LET or yung licensure examination for teachers. So, yung mga batchmates ko, meron kanyang-kanyang houses. Pinuntaan, no?
Kasi iba-iba yung testing centers.
Iba-iba yung testing centers. So, kaming tatlo, yung mga kaklase ko. Shoutout sa'yo, Brother Jeric, tsaka former Salesian si Ricky Banginista. So, pumunta kami sa Mandaluyong. And then, sinabi ko lang, pre, bago tayo magdasal, bago tayo mag-exam, magdasal muna tayo. So, nagdasal kami ng isang Help of Christians, saka ng ano, yung parang ano nga, yung
entrustment.
And then after ng exams, kada house may baksak. Pero yung house na naistayan namin dahil nagdasal kami, and it's one of the, yun nga, one of the miracles, sa para sa akin, isang miracle na yun eh. Walang bumaksak sa amin tatlo. Kahit, pasangawa kami. Of course, yun eh.
Importante, pasado.
Pasado.
True, ang galing.
Hindi naman lito sa lisensya yung grade mo.
Feel talagang ano, prayer works, really.
Prayer works. So, ito siguro, let's proceed na sa ating discussion, ma'am. How is it being a Jill of Trades? Kasi most of the times, di ba, sinasabi natin, a jack or a Jill of Trades, a master of none. Wala tayo ng master. Ako siguro kahit paano masasabi ko rin sarili ko kahit paano, no? I'm a jack of all trades kahit konti. I'm into a lot of things din, no? Gusto ko rin mag digital arts, gusto ko mag sports, gusto ko mag ganito sa academics, sa ganito, ganyan, etc. Pero nare-realize ko rin to eh. Parang wala akong namamaster. Sa seminaryo na assign ako sa instruments na ganito, sa ganito, piano, saxophone. Pero wala akong namaster. So, how is it for you? And how does it feel to be with that second phrase, master of none?
Siguro yun pong belief or the maxim na namimension natin is a belief or saying siya that is applicable a few years back, but not in this lifetime anymore. What I could say about that is, siguro yung mga nakagamit ng salitang yun, ang observation nila is that parang wala kang namamaster na skill. But at the end of the day, number one is you need to have awareness of what you're doing, no? Dapat alam mo yung level of yung level mo sa mga skills na to. And then alam ko, no, sa mga youth din ngayon, meron talagang number one dun sa lahat ng mga ginagawa mong yan, no, na meron talaga yung go-to mo eh. Meron yung mas frequent at saka meron talaga yung kapag una mo siyang gagawin, ito yung number one on the list. Sa akin kasi, that is writing. So I know na wherever I am, ano man ang gawin ko, if there's one skill na alam ko na I have 100% na nandun yung heart ko and yung, well, galing siguro, that is writing. Kaya yung master of none, I think it's an obsolete na kasunod ng saying na jack of all trades. Kasi I know, ang youth din ngayon, aware na sila na marami silang alam gawin, pero aware din sila ano yung number one skill na meron sila. I think also, for you to be aware, we have to acknowledge na rin yung mga soft skills na meron tayo, which is dati, it's not recognized, diba? Kasi dati, ang alam lamang nating mga skills talaga is yung siguro yung mga sa instruments and all that. So as an example, but we have to acknowledge also our soft skills na nangingibabaw doon sa lahat ng mga kaya mong gawin. Kasi ako napansin ko naman sa akin, if there is also one soft skill na tingin ko na nangingibabaw doon sa lahat ng mga yon is communication. Kasi kung mapapansin niyo lahat ng mga ginagawa ko, if hindi ka magaling sa communication, you will not succeed in those areas. Number one, teaching. Number two, writing. Well, writing is also a form of communication. Speaking or public speaking and being engaged in a speaking convention is communication. So, kaya nung naisip ni Fad, ay ni Brad, so, noong ano, maganda sanang mapag-usapan at masabi sa mga youth. Kasi for sure, even sila confused eh. Hindi nila alam na, hala, baka hindi ako master ng isang bagay, baka hindi ako nag-excel, or baka may kulang akong ginagawa, kaya hindi ko ma-master yung isang bagay. But then, again, meron talaga, meron at meron. Yun naman yung masasabi ko na kapag jack of all trades ka, tsaka jill of all trades ka, imposibleng walang skill talaga na you get to master. And you have to acknowledge and you have to be aware kung ano yun. So dapat isipin mo din and acknowledge mo yung soft skills na meron ka rin. Yun po yung...
And I think kulang to eh, di ba? Yung jack of all trades, jill of all trades, a master of none. May kulang to, di ba, Brother Dandro? Ano yun? Yung quotation na yun?
Alam nyo, itong, hinanap ko yung quote na yun eh. Pero ito yung full quote niya. And it's coming from, ano, it's coming from a author, pero ito rin coming sa Forbes magazine. Wow.
Diba? Yes!
So, a jack of or jill of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. So, yun yung full quote po ng, ano.
It's still better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Than a master of one, no? O kung ngwari kami din, ito, na-realize ko yan nung brother na ako, nung na-assign ako sa school. Totoo, hindi ako naka-master ng instruments, musical instruments. Pero at least alam ko yung basic ng lahat.
Lahat.
So kapag nandun ako sa apostolate, for example, ngayon sa Naga, no? So, Brads, magturo ka ng singing class. Hmm. So, paano magtuturo ng singing class kung hindi ka marunong magpindut-pindut ng piano kung hindi mo alam yung nota? So, at least alam mo. So, Brads, merong ano doon, nagbabanduria. Sige, pwede ko siyang turuan ng konti, basic. No? So, at least, kahit na wala akong na-master, I think it's still better than being master of one.
Yes, true.
At grabe, no? At yun nga yung isa sa mga, ano ko eh, yung kunwari, nanonood ako sa mga musical instruments, no? So, may nagigitarang, sobrang galing yan. Mas magaling pa sa akin. Pero mas malupit ako magpiano. Yun na sa
bakit. Diba?
Siya magaling siya mag-gitara, pero gitara lang. Si Brad Andrew magaling mag-gitara, pero magaling mag-saxophone. Diba? So,
yes, I think meron din ako nakalimutan na sabihin about that. Na yun nga na naisip ko rin na baka we're focusing on the skills but we're not focusing on the purpose why we are doing it. And I think yun yung master nating lahat. And I think that is service. Kasi na yung homily ni Father, ni-note ko, no? Pinanood ko yung ano ni Father Jerry Orbos last time. And then sabi ko, sakto yung kay Brads kasi ito yung na-realize ko. Sabi niya, if you want to be your greatest, you have to be a servant of all. So by doing all those things, you are being a servant of music, you are being a servant of, kunwari sa case ko, of leadership, communication, of whatever it is I'm doing, I'm being a servant of all those things. But you are great in giving service of other people. And that is the master of, well, yan, parang si Brother Dandro, at the end of the day, you're mastering the service for other people. Kaya sabi ko, nga, no, sakto, siguro kulang din lang din talaga sa awareness ng mga kabataan na I'm not a master of anything, but at the end of the day, you have to realize that what you're doing, if it is for the service of other people, you are a master of that field, and that is public service.
Kasi dali ngayon eh, di ba? Mag-YouTube ka lang, mag-ano.
Matututunan mo na lahat.
Yeah. For example, kahit ako, I'm not really into digital arts, pero nung nasa novitiate kami sa Cebu, no? Isa lang yung nag-edit sa amin, si brother, si Jonas, no? Ka-batchmate ko. At nakita ko, hirap na hirap din siya kasi siya lang nag-edit ng lahat. So, I was forced to study. Nag-edit-edit na din ako. Starting nun, nag-YouTube-YouTube lang. So, very accessible lahat ng skills na meron tayo ngayon sa internet. No? Kaya di matututunan mo na paano mag-reformat ng computer sa ano sa YouTube and all. No? And I think
lahat
mas madali ngayon. No?
And di ba sa kung pag-learn ng skills, ang daming mga ano, ang daming mga website. Siguro kung may pera ka, you have unlimited access sa bibabayad ka na ng 1,200 for a year. Marami kang access sa mga lessons, di ba? Tech startup. Ano, isipin mo lang, tech startup, yung startup of business ng application or siguro mga business entrepreneurs. So, first, ano, water station. Yung pinag-usapan namin yung brother pa kanina. Pangarap ko magkaroon ng water station.
Ay!
Sa mga pinag-usapan natin ngayon, may na-relate ako ng isang ano eh. Isang line sa kanta. Yung kantang Antukin, kung alam mo yun. Kung ayaw, may dahilan. Kung kanta, gusto,
kanta. Jack of all trades.
Usapan host lang.
Sige. Ano yan?
Kung ayaw, may dahilan, ganyan. Kung gusto mo, syempre maraming paraan. Yan.
True.
Totoo naman din yun. No? And you will really learn a lot kapag wala kang mga excuses sa sarili mo. Aside from this, can you, yun lang, parang raising of fans, no? Kung you are into it, no? Sports. Sa ating tatlo. Apat pala.
Into it as in talagang nag-play ng sports? Or
at least
until
na nagustuhan yung sports at some point, na-involved sa sports.
Ah, okay, okay. Sige, sorry. May questions. At some point, yes.
Yeah, okay. Communications, writing, journaling.
Communication.
Communication, yun na.
Yung writing, ganyan. Music. Ayan, si Mark, alam mo, musician. Leadership, student leadership. Si Brother Andrew na tawa. Okay. Cooking.
Ako,
hindi ako. Ito cooking. Yes, si Brother. Singing.
At some
Brother
point.
Brother Andrew.
Oh, sample.
Sample.
At some point. Pero...
Walang sample. Raise of hands.
Raise of hands. Instruction.
At some point.
At some point. At some point.
As in, si Mark narinig ko ng kumanta, at least sa banda nila. Ma'am, di pa kita narinig kumanta? So,
yun, I think, nung mga panahon talaga na yun, ngayong Jill of All Trades or Jack of All Trades, tapos Master of None. When I was younger, na ano talaga ako mag-perform sa school. And then, when I was joining competitions, I really sing. Kaso dahil siguro hindi ko na siya naging interest, yun din siguro para sa mga kabataan. No? Pag may nasimulan kayong skill, kailangan pagpatuloy kasi sayang. I was in grade 4, talagang may mga pictures ako, hindi po ako talaga tumutula that time. Alam ko kumakanta talaga ako noon. I could really sing before. Pero dahil totoo pala yun, pag hindi mo na ginagawa, pag nag-iba na yung interest mo, pag para din pala siyang yung pag-gym, no? Pag di ka nag-workout, mawawala talaga siya sa your sa katawan mo. So, unfortunately, dahil hindi ko na naging focus yung singing, wala na. Wala na talaga.
Well, Dandros, nagkakanta ka din, di ba? Kumapit.
Pinipilit.
Pero dati ba? Hindi. Hindi, never.
Hindi, pero kasi seminary, we are all forced.
Forced to.
Forced to.
Singing practice.
Singing kasi everyday, singing class, ganyan, singing practice. Arts, drawing. At least manual, kamay. Wala.
Wala.
Digital arts. Brother Dan Rose, at least, nagda-digital arts. Kaya din, ma'am.
Sakto.
Anong ginagamit nyo, ma'am? Canva?
Canva lang.
Canva. Ako, hindi, huwag nyo nilalaman yung Canva, ma'am. Okay lang.
Sa bagay.
And I think, Canva made things easier for many
actually,
people.
Oh.
Kaya ako, salut din ako sa Canva na to. Kasi, meron siyang, I think, free account
yes.
for educators,
yes.
for students, I think.
Oh, yun din siguro, no, speaking of the skills. At some point, I knew how to use Photoshop CS5. Wow. Tapos, InDesign. Wow. Tapos, again, pag pala hindi mo na talaga siya ginagawa, nawawala talaga siya sa isip mo. So, para sa mga kabataan na gustong itry yun, walang mahirap talaga. Kailangan, sabi nga ni Mark, pag gusto, may paraan talaga eh. Gawin lang.
Tsaka yung digital arts kasi, at least, I mean, in arts in general, no, you if you have that eye,
yes,
meron ka na in any aspect, kung kahit sa design yan, sa external, sa drawing, sa computer, whatever. If you have that eye for design, more or less, sa'yo na yun eh. And sabi nga ni ma'am, kapag hindi mo ginagamit, talagang medyo napupudpud yung skill. Ako, wari yung piano ngayon, tinatry ko tumugtog, hindi na coordinated yung left and right hands ko. Ewan ko, siguro ganun din talaga siya.
Pero sa panahon ngayon, Brads, napaka-importante ng mga ganyan, yung mga design, mga graphics. Kaya yan yung pinagsisihan ko dahil di ko pinag-aralan. Dahil kasi dati, yung high school ako ganyan, parang di ko talaga trip nung Photoshop, ganyan, video editing. Kasi more on ano ako eh, yung active. Gusto ko yung may gumagalaw ako, ganyan. For example, yun nga, sports, tapos instruments, ganyan. Gusto ko talaga may ginagawa. Then, syempre, yung dumating yung pandemic, more yung requirements more on ano na eh, Photoshop, ganyan, video editing. Kaya nahirapan ako. Kaya sa mga nanonood dyan, as much as possible, practice nyo na yung mga ganun. Yeah. Practice nyo na yung mga graphics design, yeah, video editing. Kasi pagdating ng, kung di man matapos agad tong pandemic, at least yung mga requirements mo, di ka na mahirapan in the future. Ganyan.
No, totoo yun. Kasi yung problema lang talaga sa digital arts, ang tagal, you will have to spend a lot of time. Hindi mo na mamalayan na nasa harap ka na ng computer for 2 hours, 3
yes,
hours.
True.
Ang hirap. Ilang hours kasi sinasabi nila to master a skill, 10,000 ba? So you have to spend 10,000 hours in a specific skill in order to say master na master mo siya.
Yeah.
Kaya siguro din ang galing yung kanta 10,000 hours na. No? Yung para maalaman mong mahal mo talaga yung tao, you have to spend 10,000 hours.
So yeah, we have to count na kailang nagbilang din ako ha.
Ah, kaya siguro kasi dream ko rin maging pilot eh. Tapos naririnig ko, tapos yung nag-research ako, kailangan daw bago ka maging pilot, kailangan mo ng at least 10,000 flying hours. Oh, that's why pala, ngayon ko lang nakasabi. Kaya pala, that's why na kailangan yun. Ibig sabihin, master mo na yung pagpapalusay.
Yes. Yan yung sinasabi. Okay? So ngayon, we are talking about Gen Z kanina, no, ma'am? Yung mga kabataan ngayon. And I think Gen Z are really into this, yung of all trades. Gusto nilang i-explore lahat ng bagay. And sometimes, yun nga sabi nga natin, they master nothing. No? Talagang at the end of the day, they ask themselves, ano ba talagang gusto ko maging? Businessman? Gusto ko ba talaga maging architect? Gusto ko maging engineer? Accountant? Gusto ko ba? Kasi syempre yung skill mo, yun yung magiging kukunin mong course later on eh, yung gusto mo. So what do you advise these young people who are trying a lot of things but in the end, master nothing?
Siguro, first and foremost on that thinking is, ito din yung isang reality na sobrang talamak na ngayon na sana maging aware yung mga kabataan. And that is, there's really a lot of pressure na meron sa environment, no? Lalo na nandyan na yung social media. The social media is telling us na kailangan gawin mo to, kailangan ganito ka, di ba? Binibigyan tayo ng ganong mentality, eh. Pinipressure tayo, no? And we have to recognize that these are external pressure and the factors that are not, you know, really too important on becoming a holistic type of person. Kasi I could remember when I was little, I was just doing those things for me to be happy, just to try them. Tapos sabi ko, passion ko yun, gusto ko yun. Pero ngayon kasi, ang reason most of the time is that nape-pressure sila. Kasi ganito eh, kasi ganito na yung mundo ngayon. Kasi we have to prove na ganito yan, mabilis ang ano ng mundo. So number one siguro, sa Gen Z, number one, please do not think too much of the pressure. Kasi dyan na din umuusbong yung mga makabagong problema in mental health, such as anxiety, we tend to be depressed, and it has been recognized na we give too much pressure on ourselves. Kaya nangyayari yung mga yon. So please, as number one, do not be pressured kung ang alam mo lang gawin ay isa, dalawa, or pwede ngang wala, no? Kasi ako, I'm 29 right now. And I think 20s ko na na-discover na ito pala yung mga kaya at gusto kong gawin. So nothing or no one is ever too late to do anything, no? Kaya sinasabi ko lagi sa mga nakakausap ko, huwag kayong magpa-pressure kung sa ngayon, ito lang yung kayang gawin, kung sa ngayon, nandito ka, kung sa ngayon, tingin mo hindi mo ma-master yung isang bagay. Kasi darating at darating yung point, believe me, that there will be a big opportunity for you, and then darating yung perfect timing for you to realize that. Do not force anything to happen. No? Mga bata kasi ngayon, parang sobrang fast-paced ng buhay. Nagmamadali. Gusto nila. Gusto ko na po ganito, ganyan. Please take time. Sobrang sarap ng panahon nang iisipin mo lang maglaro, mag-aral. Pag nandito ka na sa point natin, no, na isa ka ng adult, iisipin mo na yung buhay mo, yung mga kailangan mong buhayin. Sobrang hirap na niya. So ang ma-advise ko sa inyo, darating din talaga yon. Darating yung point. Kasi ako nga sabi ko, 20s na ako nung na-realize ko na I can do this, I can be like this. I was 18. Late bloomer ako when I realized na kaya ko pala to, no? Yung mga iba, mapalad sila na 12 pa lang yung mga discovery na sa sarili nila. Pero ako, I was really too late, no? Na 20s na talaga ako na-develop sa mga ganitong bagay. Kaya, please don't put, number one, don't put too much pressure on yourself, kasi may perfect timing ang lahat ng bagay at lahat ng tao. Number two, tama si Mark. Please, huwag kayong magmadali. Please, enjoy. Enjoy, lalo na pandemic, no? Binigyan tayo ng reason na pwedeng ang buhay, mabilis lang, pwedeng hindi. So, we might as well, you know, just enjoy every day that we have. So, number three, dun sa pressure on skills, ako, sa tulad ng ginawa ko, hanapin nyo kung saan kayo gumigising araw-araw na sa tingin mo masaya ka at para dun ka. Mm-hmm. Tulad nung sinabi ko, I will not be happy kung nandun ako sa corporate idea na sige, everyday artista kasama mo, na sikat ka kasi, di ba, ang saya-saya nung ganon. Pero pag natulog ka ba at na-realize mo, no, na ito ba talaga yung gusto kong gawin? Masaya ba ako dito? No? Yun yung dapat nyong i-prioritize, hindi yung sinasabi ng iba. Kasi at the end of the day, it's your life. Buhay mo yan, gigising ka para gawin yung isang bagay na hindi mo gusto. So, parang kinulong mo lang yung sarili mo sa isang malaking kulungan or cage. No? Kasi hindi mo magawa yung gusto mo eh, di ba? So, yun po.
Kaya tama si Mom, kaya wag tayo pa-pressure. Kasi pag nagpa-pressure tayo, you tend to make a bad decision.
Yes, that's true.
And make a bad decision leads to major problems in the future.
Yes, yan. Correct.
Kaya yun.
Yeah, that's coming from a Gen Z himself.
Oh, Mark, oh.
Sa ating tatlo siya lang yung Gen Z dito.
Yes,
siguro pressure. Gen Y pa tayong tatlo. Gen
Why?
Y tayo.
Why?
So, millennials tayo si Mark.
Post-millennials.
Kaya tama ngayon kasi kagabi, may sinend sa akin si Kuya Chow. Kuya Chow, kung nanonood ka.
Shout out sa'yo.
Relatable yung sinend sa akin sa topic natin ngayon, which is sabi niya, sa atin lahat, may kanya-kanya tayong timeline.
Yes.
Kanya-kanya tayong timeline. Huwag ka ma-pressure if yung kabatchmate mo ay may sarili ng business, kabatchmate mo may sasakyan na, may sarili-sarili tayong timeline. Kaya yung pinakamaganda dyan na magiging inspiration nyo is si yung may-ari ng KFC.
Yes. Yeah.
Hindi ako nagkakamali, yung KFC, yung business niya ay nagawa niya 80 plus years old siya, hindi ako nagkakamali. Marami pa siyang challenges na marami pang failures, pero hindi siya gumiba. Isipin mo, 80 plus years old, 70 plus years old, doon pa lang niya nagawa business niya. Eh tayo pa, ako 19 years old pa lang ako. Tayo pa kaya, parang gano'n.
True.
It'll never be too late, no?
Yes, totoo yun.
So take your time, enjoy your time. Ikaw, Brother Dadro, do you advise our students, of course, especially mga Gen Z, ganyan, regarding this topic?
Number one, failure is the best experience or the best lesson. Kasi, sabi nga, sayo nyo yung book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
True.
Diba? Failure will be the best lesson in your life. Hindi naman being successful eh. Oh, naging successful tayo, no? Naging maganda. Pero what have you learned on that? So, para sa akin, it's a failure, no? Many times I have failed already. Simula sa school, sa pagiging... Until now, I'm failing, pero at least I'm learning from them, no? I'm learning from those small until big failures. So, kahit buwaksak ka, don't worry. Huwag mo, just learn from them. And the next time, you'll be better. And number two, siguro, two na lang, siguro na-inspired ako kay Ma'am about sini-research ko habang nagsalita si Ma'am hard skills and soft skills, no? Oo, so hard skills, alam mo na lahat, you know everything, no? Maraming sa design, hard skill, no? Designing, nagkakabit ng kuryente, carpentry, you're doing the curriculum, the school. Siguro one thing is the soft skill, leadership, yes. Time management, decisiveness. Siyempre, teamwork. Siguro kung naisip ko, no, you're the best, you're the master, you're the jack of all trades, pero wala kang soft skills, parang wala rin kwenta. No? Parang ganun. So, ayun. Please, dear Bosconian, soft skills, we're learning already it sa schools natin. We master them, and then dun tayo sa hard skills. So, amen.
pero tama si brother dun na doon sa failure, pag doon sa sabi niya failure. The past kasi, pag yung kinain tayo ng failure na para hindi na ituloy yung ganung bagay, lahat ng mga kakilala niyo successful ngayon, lahat ng mga kakilala niyo mayayaman, yung mga, for example, sila Bill Gates, ganyan, sila Mark Zuckerberg, kung kinain sila ng failure, walang Facebook
True.
Ngayon,
yes.
Walang Microsoft ngayon, walang yung mga ganung bagay. Kaya, pag failure, that's a great lesson lang eh. That's why merong ang saying na try until you succeed, di ba?
Yeah. Until you die. Pero sabi rin nila, the failures, you have to use them as stepping stones. So the more failures you have, the more steps you have in order to reach your goals. Eh.
True. Tsaka parang, ako ang narealize ko dun sa failure. Ito siguro nakikita or nararanasan na rin to ng mga kabataan ngayon. Sometimes kapag tinatawag kang jack or jill of all trades, sometimes may isip mo nang maging mayabang, ganun. Hindi maaalis kasi tao tayo eh, na minsan kinakain ka na nung fame kasi marami kang alam gawin. And when I was younger, yun yung isa sa mga mistakes ko na I thought that since I can do anything, I can be anything. Parang mas sangat ka, di ba ganun, na maging common mistake, which is magandang maranasan din ng mga kabataan para malaman nila kung ano yung kailangan gawin sa kapag naranasan nila yon. And speaking of failure, minsan magfi-fail ka talaga to make or to remind you or God, that's God's reminder na you have to be humble. Kasi yun ang naging reminder sa akin ng failure. It humbles you. It makes you human. Pag nagkakamali ka, pag ikaw ay may mga setbacks, downfalls, it makes you human, no? Nasaktan ka, iniyak mo, natalo ka. So it makes you human and it keeps your feet on the ground. Kasi ang mga jack and jill of all trades, sometimes ang tataas kasi, ang gagaling eh. Diba? Alam ko lahat, kaya ko lahat, ako ay lahat. So So the failure comes in to remind us that you still have to put your feet on the ground kasi tao ka rin. You have to be humble. I think yun din yung greatest lesson for me na naranasan at natutunan ko when I was younger.
And siguro for the last time, yung just remember na life is not a competition.
Yes.
We don't have to compete. We don't compete with one another. We, at the end of the day, we only compete with ourselves. So, kung master of none ka, it's okay.
Yes.
Sino bang nag-expect sa'yo na ma-master mo yung isang bagay?
True.
Wala, ikaw lang. No?
Pressure
so,
lang yan.
So, don't make life a competition. So, yan. Na-relate din ako super doon. And to end, this is my wrapping up na rin. No? We'll wrap up na yung conversation natin. Yung experience ko of insomnia ngayon, at least ako, no, in the past two years na, I'm having this difficulty. I think yun yung itinuro sa akin na hindi ko kayang gawin lahat.
Yes.
And I need help.
Yes.
And hindi ko kayang solusyonan lahat ng problema ko. And I think that's made me grounded, sabi nga ni ma'am, yung more humble. Kasi sa seminaryo, alam naman ni Baradad doon, no? Feeling ko, nung nasa seminaryo ko, I can do anything din eh. Yung kaya kong mag-design, kaya kong mag-excel sa sports, kaya kong mag-excel sa academics, kaya kong, ganun yung medyo ganun yung mentality ko. And then, eventually, dumating nung napunta na ako sa school mismo, yung actual na, biglang ganito yung experience ko, bagsak. No? And so, it taught me, ay, hindi ko pala talaga kaya lahat. I need someone. And I think that someone is always, it's always God.
Siya yung St. Dominic Savio ng
Uy, grabe.
Last message. Siguro, I just like to give out at least 2 points to those who are listening or yung audience natin tonight, no? Lalo po sa mga kabataan na talagang naliligaw or hindi alam magagawin. Number one is that please enjoy your waiting time, no? When you are given time to wait, ibig sabihin, God is preparing you for something good and something great. No? Yan ang natutunan ko about waiting. Kasi all my life, I've been waiting, literally, actually. So parang lagi kong kine-question na si God. Sabi ko, why am I always waiting? And then I realize, you are waiting because you are being prepared for something great. And that is what I want to tell the Generation Z, lalo na ngayon. And while you are waiting, you have to maximize that opportunity to be someone great also. If gusto mong matutong kumanta, sumulat, lahat, kahit tawagin ka nalang Jill or Jack of all trades, go. No? Because that would lead me to my second point. If there is an opportunity being given to you, you always have to say yes. No? If tatanungin ako paano ko natutunan lahat ng mga ginagawa ko ngayon, sa totoo lang, natutunan ko lang because I said yes. Sometimes when I'm being asked, ma'am, pwede kang kunin sa ganito? And then tatanungin ko, anong topic, ano yan? Hindi ko alam. As in totally, I admit, sometimes ang dami kong hindi alam. But when I said yes, and then, sabi ko, bahala na, I will just figure it out later. God was there, no, and He helped me how to figure it out. But what's important is, tulad nung natutunan ko nung NY National Youth Conference nga nun sa Cebu, yung sinabi rin na ano natin kaya si Mama Mary, no, she said yes, and look what happened. So lagi ko nga naiisip, if Mama Mary said yes, who are you to say no? So for all the you know, yung mga kabataan na nakikinig ngayon, number one is, yun nga, you have to maximize your waiting time while you are waiting because you're being prepared for something great. You have to maximize that time to become someone great. Number two is you need to say yes, no? Kapag may opportunity, tinanong ka, may invitation, you have to say yes. But of course, kailangan mo rin namang i-balance kung nasa tama din naman yung pagsisay mo ng yes. Pero for me, no, if it's an opportunity to grow, you need to say yes. And sorry, sabi ko second point, pero last point lang is that sana matuto tayong maging resilient. We have to accept, no, na failures are part of our lives, no. Being Jack and Jill of all trades, hindi naman lahat laging winner tayo, no. Hindi sa lahat ng opportunity, success, sabi nga ni Mark, minsan may failure talaga yon. And ang kailangan yung matutunan is yung resilience, no. Kasi kung laging dapa, tas hindi ka bumabangon, wala, hindi tayo matuto. And ako, in my experience, I have had a lot of like that, no. And I came from a lot of problems in life, daming pagkakadapa. But one thing is for sure, para ikaw ay maging successful in life, you have to be resilient. And I think that's it. So again po, you know, thank you and congratulations sa season 2, no?
Thank you po, ma'am. Thank you sa you for know. Being with us.
Yung message ko lang is just sa mga sinabi ni ma'am, tatlo lang. In short na lang. First, always grab an opportunity. If opportunity came to you, grab mo lang. Wala namang mawawala. Then second, huwag ka pa pressure sa ibang tao. Don't pressure yourself. Ganyan. Then yung pangatlo, failure is normal. Yan.
Alright, thank you very much. Thank you sa inyong dalawa. Thank you, Brother Dandru. Actually, it always feels good to be back, no, dito sa Tarlac. It's my first time again na makabalik dito. And first time ulit nating mag-live, Brother Dandru.
Oo nga. Sa kabahan ng panahon, nakita ulit natin ang pinaka
game. Thank you very much for watching the first episode of the season 2 of
Bradcast. The Brad's Podcast.
Alright.
Thank you for watching.
You know. Thank you, bro. Sabi po, Pogi mo, Master Drew. Kita-kits sa 30.